From Washington, this is VOA News. $1,500 additional U.S. non-combat troops reportedly to deploy into Iraq. 4 arrested in a bombing in northeast Nigeria. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama is authorizing the U.S. military to deploy up to 1,500 more troops to Iraq as part of the mission to combat Islamic State militants. The White House says the troops will not serve in a combat role, but will help train and advise Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting the group. President Obama will also ask Congress for more than $5 billion to help fund the campaign. Police in Nigeria say a suicide bomber has killed at least 7 people at an automated teller machine in the country's northeast. Police say they believe a female suicide bomber carried out the attack Friday and say they have arrested 4 other suspects. A police spokesman says at least 10 people were also injured in the blast, which went off at a branch of the First Bank of Nigeria in the town of Asare in Bauchi State. Earlier, at least 16 civilians and dozens of militants were reported dead in the same region after a clash between soldiers and the radical group Boko Haram. In a televised briefing Friday, Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council spokesman Andriy Lysenko reported Russia has sent a large number of tanks, heavy weapons, ammunition, and soldiers into Kremlin-backed eastern Ukraine. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki Friday said the U.S. condemns the reported advance.
If confirmed, the United States condemns this most recent incursion into Ukrainian territory. It would be another blatant violation of the Minsk agreements signed by Russia and the separatists.
According to Lysenko, at least 32 tanks, 16 howitzer artillery systems are among those weapons. This is VOA News. Tanzania's government has denied reported allegations that officials traveling with China's president last year illegally purchased thousands of kilograms of ivory in the East African nation. China has also denied the allegations. A British-based non-governmental group, the Environmental Investigation Agency, reported the allegations this week. Speaking with VOA Swahili Service Friday, Tanzanian government spokesman Asa Mwambini questioned the timing of the report, saying that relations between Tanzania and China are good, and noting that the presidents of both nations have recently visited the other's country. Japan says discussions are underway for a meeting to take place between Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Chinese President Xi Jinping after the two countries agreed to ramp up dialogue. In a joint statement released Friday, the two sides agreed to gradually resume political, diplomatic, and security dialogue and make efforts to build political mutual trust. Safe burial procedures are considered key to reducing the transmission of Ebola in the 3 most heavily infected West African nations. The World Health Organization says it has developed new burial protocols in line with the cultural and religious beliefs of Ebola-infected communities in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the majority of Ebola infections in West Africa occur during unsafe burials. This is because a person killed by Ebola is most contagious right after he or she dies. Over the past few weeks, the WHO, working with the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, updated the burial protocols to take into account the cultural and religious sensibilities of West African families and communities. While this will certainly reduce the transmission of the virus, the WHO says efforts must continue to isolate Ebola victims in treatment centers and to trace the contacts of those infected. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and foreign ministers from 21 countries began talks on boosting trade, international investment, and economic growth in the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Region. In a speech earlier this week, Secretary of State Kerry said the U.S. and China have agreed to disagree when it comes to human rights.
That's why we've spoken out about the situation in Hong Kong and human rights issues elsewhere in China. Because respect for fundamental freedoms is now and always has been a centerpiece of American foreign policy.
In stocks on Friday across the board, numbers were down on the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ index. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.